Hey, good afternoon, NLI Scouting Nation. I want to wish everyone a happy Memorial Day and salute current and retired military personnel for making this country in the world. Thank you for your service. Sebastian, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. How's it going?
Going great. Hey, take a minute and introduce yourself and tell our audience who you are and what you're all about.
Yeah, so my name is Sebastian Ruggiero. I'm actually class of 2021. I'm a rising senior now. I joined NLI Scouting probably, I want to say, last summer. And it's awesome, honestly. Like, I'm not a really heavily recruited guy. But, like, they've really helped me. And, like, this quarantine has really been hard for recruiting. But just, like, emailing has been really beneficial for me.
All right, well, let's talk about that. You know, besides what you do outworking everyone on and off the field and the weight room and the classroom, I mean, you're a 4-4 student with a 29 ACT. You work your butt off. Besides that, right now, what do you think the most important thing is that you've been doing that's getting you so heavily recruited?
Well, obviously, you have to keep working hard and gotta, like, stay focused on what you're doing. But for sure, it's been emailing all the coaches, because right now, obviously, they can't see you play in person. So they got to see some video of you. And, you know, I've just been, like, updating them with videos, whether it's on mound or hitting. Anything that they can see me, it would be beneficial to me. And I just email schools that I think would be interested, and I've gotten two schools already that I got their numbers, and we've had a phone call and it went well, so we're just gonna go from there. But I think if you're a guy that hasn't been, like, heavily recruited like me, I think it's really, really beneficial if you do send some emails and have great video on you. I think that's what you have to do.
Absolutely. You know, right now the dead period is at least until June 30th. And, you know, there's rumors that it might be extended till August 1st in the upcoming days. Yeah. And a lot of schools, especially down here in Florida during perfect game tournaments or PBR tournaments, what have you, a lot of the schools up north don't attend those tournaments anyways, even, you know, without COVID going on. So, you know, the one thing that we try to make prospects understand is that the prospect himself has to be just as active in this process as we are. And that includes emailing realistic schools. And, you know, it's a tedious task and a lot of kids don't buy into it. But, you know, the reason I wanted to talk to you today is, you know, you're living proof that, you know, it works. When you send an email, can you tell the audience, number one, what do you use as a header, as a subject line to coaches?
Well, the subject line is basically just my name and then my class in 2021. And then I just start off like a nice introduction. And I just say, you know, hope all is well. Staying safe during the pandemic, stuff like that, simple. And then I go into detail of, like, my position, and then my grades and stuff like that. And then after, I tie in, like, the videos and all that. And then a nice conclusion saying, "If please let me know what you think," stuff like that. And they usually respond. If it's not, like, the next day or, like, that week, they definitely respond. So, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yep. And, you know, the one thing that I'm getting back from kids, whether I work with them or not, that I tell, you know, you need to email coaches. A lot of kids are saying, well, I'm not getting any responses back. And, you know, that's you're the exception to the rule. Most kids don't get the number of responses back that you are getting, but it doesn't mean that the coaches are not watching the videos. If you include video with the email, I can guarantee you coaches are watching those videos, because that's how they're recruiting now.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I've had two kids in the last week get offers from schools, very reputable schools, on video only. And, you know, coaches don't necessarily like doing that, but it's the reality right now, especially with the 21 class and especially with schools that are north of the Mason-Dixon line who are not going to get down here to personally see kids or have kids at their camps, because a lot of camps have been canceled for the remainder of the year. But absolutely. How much video, when you do send video to coaches, what is the length of each video approximately?
I mean, I would say the more the better, obviously. But you don't want to obviously like overwhelm them or anything like that. So I would say probably like two, hitting wise, two like 30-second BP rounds. And then I would say two in-game at-bats. And that should be fine.
Yes, sir. See, you're listening to me. I love you, Seabass.
Yeah.
And I want to stress this point real quick to everyone listening, okay, that the subject line of your email is very important. Don't put, hey, coach, recruit me, okay? Yeah, like in Sebastian's case, you know, emphasize that you are a Florida recruit, number one. Emphasize your strengths and weaknesses. Like with Seabass, you know, he's 6'2", he's 195, he's got a 4.41 GPA and a 29 ACT. Put that in the headline.
Yeah.
That separates you from a lot of other guys. That's very important. Well, Sebastian, this is a quick podcast. I just wanted to get you on to get your thoughts and, you know, have you provide information that's going to help guys in your class and guys in subsequent classes. And I think we did that.
Yeah. Well, thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Keep working hard, man, and it's gonna work out. You're doing well.
I will. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Okay, you have a good day. Happy Memorial Day.
You too. Happy Memorial Day.
Okay.